Good morning. Good morning. I'm very excited to be here this morning to be able to kick off the launch of Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5. I do want to say thank you to all of you who are participating with us here for the launch, some of you here in person, and a lot of you from around the world virtually in live context. So thank you for being here with us for this exciting day. So over the next 90 minutes or so, we're going to talk to you about Visual Studio 2012, about .NET 4.5, some of what is coming in new with these products, and also show you the product in action. But at the same time, I want to sort of confess that, you know, I can't do justice to the breadth, to the richness of functionality and value that is coming out in these products in any given 90-minute time frame. So one of the things that our team has done is worked hard over the last couple of weeks to pull together over 60 different, what I call short video clips that explain to you the different parts of Visual Studio 2012, what is coming in new, and more importantly, how you can get started and leverage that functionality. So those videos are all available today, and hopefully they'll prove to be a good reference point as you get on the journey with Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5. If you look back at this year, this calendar year, 2012, and look at what is happening from a Microsoft perspective, I would say we've got a very impressive lineup of product releases coming out. In fact, I would say like this is the best lineup of releases that we've seen in the history of the company, starting with Windows 8, Windows Server 2012, Windows Azure, Windows Phone, Office 365, SQL Server. I probably have missed one or two things, but every platform that we have at Microsoft, we got a new version, a big new update that's coming out from Microsoft this year. And so we got all these fantastic platforms coming out. And for you developers, the center of these platform world is Visual Studio. And with Visual Studio 2012, we are delivering a great set of tools that enable you to build what I call modern applications to be able to target the latest and greatest platform technologies in addition to any existing platforms that you might have. And the rest of the session here, that's what we are going to focus on and talk about. What is it that you can do with Visual Studio 2012? Before I sort of dive into the details of Visual Studio 2012, I thought it would be worthwhile for us to take a step back and look at what is happening around us in the world of software development. If you look at the world of software development, that is changing every day, and that is changing very fast. Some of the things that you hear constantly from our customers today is like, hey, there is a digital explosion of devices that is happening. Consumerization of IT is happening. You know, bringing your own device is happening more and more. And basically what that relates to is the fact that you and I have one or more devices at any point in time. And for the most part, we want to be able to use the same device, whether we are in our home environment or whether we are in a business environment. And so when you have such a phenomenon happening, the demand on business applications share a lot of the attributes that you historically thought of as consumer applications focused in terms of richness of the design, in terms of user experience, in terms of high levels of interactivity with the application. The other thing that you hear particularly from our business customers is agility, agility, and more agility. And that's a statement not only on what you do, but also how you do and how you deliver value to your customers. So with the advent of cloud computing and continuous services, there are some inherent benefits of agility and economics that you get when you take a bet on the cloud. So that's one thing that more and more and more people are thinking about. Hey, what does it mean for me to get on the cloud journey? When do I do it? How do I do it? How does Visual Studio 2012 help me get along the journey? The other thing that's happening is the amount of data that is getting generated in this world is just growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. In some sense, the amount of data that the world is going to see or generate in the next 5 years is going to be greater than the amount of data that the world has generated in the history of the world. That is just an explosion of data that's happening. Some people call it big data. You can call it, you know, whatever you want. But the notion that like there is going to be a huge, huge, huge amounts of data that's going to be available to you and how do you make sense out of that? How do you get some insight into that? And how do you make the right, smart, intelligent decisions based on the data that is going to help your business advance forward? That is something that every business, every application team, every developer who's building an application is thinking about in their context. So all of these trends, if you sort of think about them coming together, they cause a demand for a new class of applications, which I call modern applications. So if you think about modern apps, first of all, I'll be the first to tell you, I sort of divide the world of applications into consumer applications and business applications at the broadest level. But as I mentioned before, some of the attributes that applications and application developers are thinking about today span across both business applications and consumer applications, whether it is user centricity, where you really are thinking about how to put the user, and more importantly, their identity, at the center of your application so that you can do the right things in terms of making it user-specific, making sure that the user has the right set of access to data, irrespective of what environment they are in or what device they have access to. With the increase of social, every developer is thinking about, like, how do I integrate social graphs into my application and get the benefit of that? Now, I may be thinking about it in a friends and family context when I'm in my consumer environment, or I may be thinking about it in the work colleagues or work friends context inside a business environment. But no matter what kind of an app you're building, people are thinking about, how do I integrate social graph and get the benefit of social graph into my application and what I'm trying to do? And finally, data centricity. When you have access to these large amounts of data, what can you do to be able to intelligently expose that data to your end user through your application so that they are able to make what I call smart, intelligent decisions that help their business, that advance their business? So these are some of the attributes that application developers are thinking about as it relates to what they want to do in their application. An equally important part of it is they're also thinking about, how should I do this? One of the things you probably hear a lot nowadays is the notion of build, measure, learn. What teams are saying is like, hey, I want to build something. I want to put it out to my customers. I want to measure what is happening. I want to learn from that. And I want to be continuously improving what I'm building. So this notion of build, measure, learn, and have a tight iterative loop that helps you continuously improve what you're building is something that every development team is thinking about. So with this as the context, I want to now start talking about Visual Studio 2012. Now, over the next, I guess almost literally the day, you're going to be hearing a lot about this new feature and that new feature and this new capability and that new capability, this new value proposition, that new value proposition kind of thing. But if I have to sort of make it somewhat simple and say, there are only two things that I want you to remember when you think Visual Studio 2012. When you use Visual Studio 2012, it's the following two things. One is Visual Studio 2012 delivers the best-in-class development tools for you to be able to build modern applications targeting the latest and greatest platforms in addition to all the platforms that you already have access to. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you are working in a team environment and if you are thinking about how to make the team highly optimal, highly effective, and have the level of agility that your business demands, that your customers demand, Visual Studio 2012 enables you to adopt what we call the modern life cycle in terms of build, measure, learn, in terms of continuously improving as you learn, as you, deliver to your customers. So I'm going to spend some time drilling into both of these things in the next few minutes here. First, as it relates to building modern applications. Now, we sometimes refer to this fondly as connected devices and continuous services, but that's generally the app pattern that developers are starting to think about more and more as they build applications. On the one hand, you've got a variety of devices and device form factors that enable you to build rich experiences that are device specific. Now, if you want to do that between Windows on the phone, Windows on the slate, Windows on the laptop and desktop, we've got a compelling set of platforms on the front end or on the devices side for you to be able to build native, rich, stunning applications using Visual Studio 2012. Now, if on the other hand, you're excited about using standards-based web technologies to be able to get the broadest reach for your application spanning multiple devices and multiple device platforms, we absolutely enable you to do that using HTML5 and JavaScript with Visual Studio 2012. As you know, we are taking a huge bet on HTML5 and JavaScript in our Windows platform. Going hand in hand with that, we are also making sure that we have a first-class set of tools for HTML5 JavaScript development, both in Visual Studio as well as in Expression Blend that is now part of the Visual Studio family. So whether it is rich native application or whether it is web standards-based reach application, we have opportunity for you to build using Visual Studio 2012 a set of compelling applications that run on a variety of devices. Now, if you go back to the back end, again, we have a different perspective or a holistic perspective than probably most other guys out there. What we are saying is, like, hey, we want to give you, the customer, the choice to be able to decide whether you want to run an application in your private cloud environment, in your public cloud environment, or whether in a partner cloud environment. And we also want to make sure that once you build an application that runs on a cloud, you have the choice and flexibility to say, hey, I want to be able to seamlessly transition from one environment to the other and back and forth, depending on what your business needs are and depending on the kinds of flexibility and agility that you want in your environment. So between Windows Server and Windows Azure, we got a comprehensive set of platform technologies with a set of commonalities, whether it relates to identity, how you manage identity, or whether it relates to virtualization, or whether it relates to development environment and a consistent single development tool set in Visual Studio, or whether you think about how you expose data in a consistent way to your end user, we have a set of commonalities that span both Windows Server and Windows Azure that make it very, very easy and seamless for you to be able to build your application and be able to move it back and forth between the different environments. Now, so far I talked about, like, hey, building modern applications. Now, if you switch focus and talk about, like, what does it mean for me to adopt this continuous improvement, new modern app lifecycle, here is how I think about it. You have to think about, like, how your team is operating in a highly agile way, and more importantly, how you deliver value to your customers in an agile way, whether it is continuous feedback or continuous deployment or thinking about quality in a continuous way. These are some of the things that are going to enable you to continuously deliver value to your customers with the right level of quality in a timely manner. So one of the things we've done is through the development of Visual Studio 2012 is work with a number of customers. We call them like early adopter customers or TAP or technology adoption program customers. But these are people who have taken a bet with us on Visual Studio 2012 long before we shipped the product. These are people who said, like, hey, we are taking the bet, we like what you're telling us, and we are going to commit to building applications using Visual Studio 2012 that we can deploy in production environment long before you actually ship the product. And so, first of all, I want to say thank you to all these early adopter customers. But along the process, we've gotten some great feedback from them. And particularly, as it relates to the modern app lifecycle, there are some quotes from our customers that I thought will be worthwhile sharing with you. First of all, as it relates to continuous feedback, the key for any feedback to be effective is to see how you can get the stakeholders, the right set of stakeholders, involved in the application development lifecycle at the right point in time and be able to factor their feedback or get their feedback into the development team. That's precisely what we've done with Visual Studio 2012, and that has resonated very, very well with our customers, as you can see here. You know, quality, whenever you think about quality, sometimes people say, like, hey, I'm going to sort of, go design something, I'm going to build something, and then I'm going to throw it over the wall to my test organization, and yeah, they'll test and tell me if it is good or bad, and then I'll deal with it. As we all know, the later you get QA or test involved, the more expensive it is going to be for you to look at the results and do something about it. So we've always believed in saying that, like, hey, quality has been baked into the development process right from day one, as opposed to after the fact. So with the set of tools that we are delivering in Visual Studio 2012, starting from unit testing all the way to load testing and stress testing and everything in between, we feel like, you know, hey, we got a comprehensive set of tools that enable you to think about quality on an ongoing basis in a continuous way, so that when you are thinking about how do you continuously deliver value to your customers, you can be assured that you will be able to do that with the right level of quality for your customers. And then as it relates to continuous delivery, one of the things that is important is for you to be able to deliver on a continuous basis, get feedback on a continuous basis, and then know what is happening to that feedback and how you are reacting to that in your project, and then being able to improve how you deliver. That's something we put in a lot of focus and energy and attention between TFS 2012 and Visual Studio 2012 to be able to enable you to deliver continuously to your customers. So one way I think about it is like, you know, hey, if you can get into a situation where you have a team and the team is thinking about, like, you know, continuous feedback, continuous quality, continuous delivery, and if those things are in place, then magic happens. That's how I feel. Like, you know, really magic happens as it relates to software development. And so, you know, some of the things that we've heard from our customers, hey, I've seen, like, you know, a 12% improvement in time to market, or I've seen a 30% reduction in cost as it relates to the amount of resources I'm spending to be able to build my application. Now, these are all real metrics from real customers who've used Visual Studio 2012 this past year, seen the value that Visual Studio 2012 has delivered for them, and this is all directly from the customers. So I can keep talking more about, like, you know, hey, this customer, that customer, you know, this benefit, that benefit kind of thing, and I can do that probably for a whole day at least, if not longer. But to make it a little bit interesting, I thought it'd be good for you to hear straight from a customer who's worked with us very closely this past year in terms of adopting Visual Studio 2012, in terms of building applications, deploying application in their environment. So let's hear from Columbia. Can we roll the video, please?
Columbia as a company is exactly what you see in the brand. We are Montrail, Mountain Hardware, the Columbia brand, Sorrel. You know, we are not just a product company, we're a lifestyle. As a development organization, we've had to adapt. And, you know, the way we've done that is in our approach to development. We've kind of combined Waterfall with Agile and Scrum to show results faster. And that's really made a huge difference in expectation setting and time to market.
One of the difficulties is, in the past, it's always been IT in the business. And we're not partners. TFS 2012 has been a big help to Columbia in bridging that gap.
It's really allowed us to make sure we're on the right track every couple of weeks. So, you know, if you're a little bit off course at the end of 2 weeks, that's a very easy correction. If you're a long way off course after 6 to 12 months, you know, that's a complete rework. It can cost you millions of dollars.
TFS has encouraged us to not consider us as a development team, as being just developers. Testers are equal partners in this. Business analysts, equal partners. Project managers, they're part of my development team.
The key to that has been Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server. We're managing our backlog. We're managing our source code. The tools are common across teams. Has really enabled me to plug a person in from the Java team into the .NET team. There's no ramp-up time for the tools and how we operate.
I'd say advice for cross-platform teams, Java teams, is you can move to TFS. It's not that difficult.
By changing the way we build applications, moving into more services-based applications that are more performant, that will work anywhere. You know, the thin client approach, you know, being able to do it on a phone or a tablet has really enhanced the end user's experience for us.
The status reporting is just fantastic. I can just quickly see from a burn down list where are we at in the current sprint, how many issues do we have left, what's our workload right now. If somebody's on vacation for a couple days, I can put in their availability and I can see that right away.
Even after just a few months of using the TFS 2012, it's helped improve productivity at Columbia. It's probably saved us hundreds of hours of development time.
Don't think that just because you live in the Java world or something other than a Microsoft development technology that these tools won't help you, because they will.
Let me now invite Brian Summers, who heads up application development in Colombia, to join me here on stage. Ryan?
Selma.
Thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
Have a seat. So, Brian, first of all, I want to say a big thank you for all the work that you and your team have done with us this past year. The work that you've done, the bet you've taken, the feedback you've given us has been invaluable as we went through finishing up Visual Studio 2012. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's been a lot of fun.
And thank you for being here. So I got a few things that I want to ask you about your experience in the last year. So I looked at the video and I've been interacting with your team in some way, shape, or form in the last many months. And one of the things that I sort of feel or I see in your world is you got like, you know, multiple different teams working on a diverse set of technologies, right? So it must be a pretty complicated environment as far as like managing all of these teams working on different technologies together kind of thing. How has Visual Studio 2012 helped you navigate through this complexity in your organization?
Well, one of our challenges has been finding a common tool that multiple technology teams can use that, you know, gives us visibility into what's going on. And I really like the concept of people not being tied to a specific technology and moving them from one technology to another based on project needs. And the Visual Studio TFS suite has allowed us to do that because I can throw a Java guy into a .NET team and there's no ramp-up time for tools. They're able to just jump in, hit the ground running, and makes them very productive very quickly.
Great. One of the things you've mentioned in the past is like, you know, hey, Visual Studio 2012 and TFS 2012, that's like, you know, a lot of changes for me and my team. But I also know that it is a change for some of your key business stakeholders. How are they viewing, you know, Visual Studio 2012 and TFS 2012, and more importantly, their involvement with you and your team as you go through building the applications? Do they think about your team any differently today?
Definitely. They've seen us be more responsive, put out a better quality product, respond more quickly when they do have requests. For the business to be able to see where we are on a development item at any given moment is huge. You know, they don't have to interrupt a developer. They don't have to wonder if, you know, the development teams are this big black box. They can just, you know, go into TFS, pick an item, and get an updated status instantly. It's been fantastic, and the response has been very good. They don't completely understand what we do, but they're starting to get there.
That is great. I want to put you on the spot, Brian, now. So you had like, you know, a bunch of time working with us on Visual Studio 2012. You got some good experience under your belt. You know what is working and how it is working in your environment. But a lot of people out there who are in the process of evaluating what Visual Studio 2012 is all about and what they should do and how they should do kind of thing. Do you have any words of wisdom for them?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is, you know, if you're curious about if this is right for you, if it seems like an unknown or a big leap, would be to reach out to Microsoft. They have been a fantastic partner to Columbia Sportswear. And, you know, the partner, the word partner is very, very overused in our industry. You know, everybody thinks they're a partner. In this case, you know, I could truly define partner. It's been very beneficial to us being able to give input, give feedback. I think it's been beneficial to you guys based on what we've seen go into the product. So, you know, take a chance, pick up the phone, send an email, reach out to your account team. The people that can help you are available. They're willing to help. And, you know, they'll get very excited about getting you guys involved. So just, you know, just jump in with both feet and don't look back.
Thank you, Brian. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
for
you
having
again,
us.
And thanks for the seat. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about, like, you know, what some of our customers are saying. We heard a little bit from Columbia here, who got some good experience with Visual Studio 2012. I want to now switch focus and talk about one other very important constituent for us, which is our partner ecosystem. I always believe in having a strong partner ecosystem. Because between what we do in Visual Studio and what our partners do to be able to build additional tools and additional value and additional functionality on top of Visual Studio, we have an opportunity to provide the broadest and richest tools offering to our customers. If you go up to Visual Studio Gallery today, you'll see that there are over 3,400 different tools, extensions, and libraries and additional value that you can get on top of Visual Studio that's all built by our extensive partner ecosystem. Over the last year, a number of these partners have been working very, very, very closely with us, taking advantage of the latest and greatest features in the Visual Studio 2012 platform. And today, I'm excited to say that 72 of them have got over 100 different extensions to Visual Studio 2012 that is all shipping today. So between Visual Studio 2012 and some great additional functionality from our partners, hopefully you have enough to get started to be able to build modern applications. The other set of people that I want to call out is sort of our customer community. It's been slightly less than 4 weeks since we delivered Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5 to our customers. And in this four-week time period, we've seen over 600,000 downloads. I'm just going to pause for a second and let that number sink in. Over 600,000 downloads of Visual Studio, and this is by far the fastest adoption that we've seen by our developer customers of Visual Studio in the history of Visual Studio. So again, thank you all for being with us, for taking a bet on Visual Studio 2012, and coming along for the journey with us. It's now time to switch focus and talk a little bit about some exciting new things that I'm getting ready to announce today. First and foremost, like I finished talking about, like, you know, how your customers are asking you to be delivering value in an ongoing way, we are no different. Our customers, you are all saying, like, you know, hey, don't wait for the next 3 years or 5 years or 7 years. Give me things sooner than later. How are you going to give me value on an ongoing basis? And a few months ago, we talked about the notion of Visual Studio updates at a regular cadence to be able to deliver new exciting functionality to you. And today, I'm very excited to announce that the first Visual Studio update for 2012, Visual Studio 2012, is well underway and on track to be delivered to you before the end of this calendar year. Now, this first update is going to have a bunch of exciting new tools and functionality, whether it is bringing in a set of application lifecycle management tools for SharePoint development, or whether it is enhancing our tools as you build Windows Store apps, or whether it is additional test tools in our journey to enable you to think about quality in a continuous way. There is a whole bunch of new stuff that is coming out in this first update, and we'll be delivering a CTP, or a community technology preview, of this update later this month, so that you can sort of, you know, get your hands on the CTP, see what is coming in, and know that we will deliver the first update before the end of the calendar year, and we will continue delivering updates to you on a regular cadence from then on. The other thing that I want to announce is that the Visual Studio Express for Windows Desktop is available for you to download today. We announced that this, you know, new SKU to our Express family was going to be added a few months ago, and the teams worked hard. And as of today, you have access to the Visual Studio Express for Windows Desktop. So if you want to get access to all the latest and greatest development capabilities in Visual Studio 2012 for any desktop development activities that you have, this is the tool. Go download it today, and you can start using it today. The other thing is, if you're interested in functional programming, if you want to use F#, we are delivering a set of F# tools as an add-on to Visual Studio Express for Web, so that you can use F# and functional programming in ASP.NET or in any cloud programming that you do for Windows Azure. So today is all about the launch of a new set of developer tools. Hopefully that is very exciting for you all. We also have a great set of platforms coming out of Microsoft. Makes it even more exciting. And I thought, like, you know, hey, is there something else that I can do that is a little more exciting for you to get you on this journey to build modern applications? And in that context, I'm very excited to say that for every customer and partner attendee who's here with us live in this event, today here physically in this event, we'll be giving you a Windows 8 device from OEM sometime in the next several months, okay? Hopefully within the next 24 hours, each and every one of you who are here physically will get a piece of mail from us, you know, detailing the logistics of when and how and what it is kind of thing. But this is just a way for us to say thank you for being here with us to celebrate the launch of Visual Studio 2012. And hopefully this will spur you to think about what is possible with Visual Studio 2012 for Windows 8. So I want to wrap up here. There is a set of commitments that I want to sort of end with. Think about these as commitments from our perspective, meaning from on behalf of Visual Studio, on behalf of Microsoft, to you all as our customers and partners. First, Visual Studio is the best-in-class development tool to be able to build modern applications targeting the latest and greatest platforms. And we are committed to continuing to push the envelope, to staying ahead of the curve, and making sure that we continue delivering ongoing value and giving you the best tools for modern applications. Second, if you are working in a team environment, know that we always think about how the teams can come together in a highly effective, optimal way to be able to adopt the modern life cycle and be highly, highly agile that both your business and your customers demand of you. And finally, we are committing to delivering value at a very regular cadence to you as opposed to having to wait multiple years before you see the next functionality from us kind of thing, right? First update, thank you. At least one person is excited here, so that's great. Visual Studio Update 1 is coming out later this year, and then we'll get on a regular cadence in terms of delivering to you updates. So with that, I know that we've got some great sessions. You know, Jason Zander is going to come up here next, followed by Brian Harry, and they're going to show you the product in action. And then we've got some great sessions planned for you later on through the day. So thank you all again for being here with us, for participating in this exciting event, not just for us, but for the whole developer community. Thank you for all of your support. Bye.
Brands of Turner Broadcasting are anywhere from CNN to TBS to TNT to some of our sports brands.
We're a group inside of the company that focuses on new technology as well as enabling technology for the employees.
The IT strategy organization within EA is focused on building applications for people in a kind of a different way than we have traditionally in the enterprise. We try to focus on getting things to the customer as fast as we can.
We have these discussions on, are we a content company or a technology company? We want to be both, and we want to be the best at both.
The thing we're targeting is always changing, always moving, and that's where we want to be. We're not afraid of it, we embrace it.
One of the ways that we stay lean is by staying in front of technology.
As a developer, you have the tools that you need to get your job done. We said, let's pick a set of tools that works great for our team.
We try to strike a balance between quality and speed. We're trying to bring the power of deployment back to the developers. We feel that continuous deployment and pushing code as frequently as possible makes us more responsive to people.
When we think about building software, it's really, what are we going to do differently tomorrow that's going to wow these people today? It is so core to getting agile in the enterprise. We do use Visual Studio to build our back-end infrastructure. It's really been the cloud that has enabled us to do some of the interesting things that we've done.
The Lumen Box is a project we started where we wanted to be able to print out Instagram pictures at events. These are pictures people are already taking. We just wanted them to be able to take it away and remember the brand they had just experienced.
The idea is how do we bring this consumer stuff into the enterprise and then make it valuable for Turner? We wanted to see if we could take a piece of consumer technology, a tablet, and fabricate a box around it and put it in a public space so that people could actually interact with it.
One of the things that really enabled us to do it was leveraging Signal R to do push notifications back to the browser and have that real-time experience be pushed out to people.
We've also found that using things like OData has been a great way to expose data to multi-platform clients. And Visual Studio just gives you such a great experience for building those OData services that makes it super fast.
Apps you use and love when you go home every day are the apps you should aspire to build at work.
I think we rose to meet the changing world by realizing that people's expectations are built on their experiences outside of work. That's how they want to experience IT.
We need to rise up and figure out how to take what we have and just do it a little bit better every day. To take the tools that we use and execute them a little bit better. And if you do that 365 days, you are killing it.